Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It is an NFL Friday, so let's get to effing off here with quick hits. JP had to make a store run this morning in between getting Liv on the bus and then the twins on the bus. So I bought bagels for my family for breakfast. And I watched in horror as my daughter, Sophia, ate her bagel with cream cheese like it was a cheeseburger. Like with a two.
Or she put it on top and then just kind of went for it.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, I still haven't recovered. I don't know how she came up with this. I don't know where she got it. It was funny. It was weird. It was awful. What's the weirdest way you've seen somebody eat something that made you go, like, re-examine how you eat things?
Yeah, I once saw someone eat a hot dog from the middle, and that threw me off. I think they were doing it to try to really get in my head, but they acted as if it was serious. So they didn't pick an end. They just went straight from the middle and acted like that was normal.
Did they bite all the way through?
No, then they did it like a soft chew all the way across.
Oh.
And it was very disturbing. And then they didn't say anything on it, and I think they were just trying to mess with me.
So it was a bit?
I think it was a bit. We never really got there. I said, what's going on with that? And they said, this is how I eat hot dogs. And I just accepted that as what it was.
So basically, they needed attention. Because that's kind of...
So.
I asked Sophia, and she told me...
Do you think that's
me.
What this was? Was this an attention?
No, she said. And her sister backed up. And then Ness backed it up, too. I must have... We have bagels quite often. I've just never seen it.
It sounds efficient, by the way. Like, if you're not into the idea of enjoying the bagel or eating the bagel for any sort of pleasure, it sounds very efficient.
It's a lot of tough bread. Yeah, bagels are very chewy.
Yeah,
that's
a lot. You get a lot of cream cheese on there. You could totally pull it off. Like if I'm in a hurry and I just want to feel the sense of hunger. I just enjoy food too much to ever do that.
It is the weirdest way I've ever seen anybody eat a thing of food, and I still need more time.
Omaha.
Well, Brock Purdy sucked last night, which brings us to the question of how much would you pay Brock Purdy, and what should the 49ers do about the Brock Purdy situation?
It's really tough. As that guy who for a long time said, I don't know how good Brock Purdy was, and then people accused me of being a hater or being stubborn, and then he really just does any good this year.
Yeah, he doesn't look any good.
Like, his numbers, I think he's 15 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, but it's even more than that. Now the numbers match up with what you see, which is a lot of dying quail passes.
A lot of Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy.
They don't have a choice. They have to stick with him until they take their next swing at a Trey Lance, right?
Well, so this would be the season that this offseason that they would either pay him or decide not to, essentially. And I know the rumors out there were $60 million a year for Brock Purdy. You can't give him a $60 million a year deal. You can't give him a $50 million a year deal.
30?
I don't know how you give him a $40 million a year deal.
You give him 30 for three?
What do you do? I mean, yeah.
Is it the Baker contract?
You give him the Baker deal if you wanted, but then you're also tied to the hip to a quarterback that may work with Shanahan, but we don't really know that that's a guarantee.
I think
you have to have everything working outside of it, Nick.
By the way, if quarterbacks don't go 1-2, if a Cam Ward falls, if a Shador Sanders falls, do you see our guy Kyle Shanahan taking another swing at it, given how poorly things went with Trey Lance?
If that happens, could you see a scenario where Brock Purdy's with the Browns?
Yes, but don't depress me.
Okay.
Can you imagine him in this weather? Can you imagine him throwing into gale force winds? I can't.
He played at Iowa State. He could do that.
And he wasn't good at Iowa State. He's been good. He's been good in a scenario where he doesn't play a lot in awful weather. I think that's the telltale sign.
You're putting up a weather.
I just don't think he has a very strong arm. It's not Colt McCoy bad, but it's not a great NFL arm.
Okay, this isn't the Tua thing where 45 degrees and under, he just doesn't exist.
Tua's also from Hawaii. That one makes sense. All right.
Omaha.
Odell Beckham Jr. and the Dolphins have mutually agreed to part ways with 4 weeks to go in the NFL season, which is a nice way of saying the Dolphins were done having OBJ around, and he had no other recourse than to be like, I agree. He had 9 catches for 55 yards this season in Miami. Is this the end of OBJ in the NFL?
Yeah, I think he's done. The problem that happened with OBJ was that he started complaining about not getting targets and receptions, and it's like, you're on a team with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle and all these players. You're not going to be the star, man.
He's one of the few players. Like, he's like Aaron Rodgers to me. Just don't like him. Don't like him. Never really liked him.
Oh, I've always liked OBJ, though.
And then watching him up close.
Wait, what don't you like about OBJ?
I think he's like T.O. I think he's, except without the production and not a Hall of Famer, I think he's a guy who you go into a locker room, and I think he's a divisive figure.
I mean, the first 3 years in the NFL was the best 3 years of a wide receiver ever. Yeah. He was so incredibly talented.
And then the next six years happened.
The fall off is so impressive. And I don't know, maybe it's too much pizza boxes in Paris, if you know what I'm talking about, guys. Maybe it's too much of that. I don't know what happened to OBJ, but he fell off, and he fell off hard.
I mean, he became a superstar. When you start to believe that you're a superstar, these are the things that can happen.
It's not believe. He is. Like, if you told doesn't listen or watch any football fan out there, name me 3 NFL players, OBJ is likely to come up.
So is this like a fake it till you make it? If you just tell people you're a superstar, and listen, in fairness, he played like it for 3 years. So if you just keep acting like a superstar, NFL GMs will believe you?
It's not that. I'm just talking about his popularity more than anything.
Well, but I mean, I think even with fans, I think he always does cool stuff with his hair. He's got earrings. He has swag. He has a little attitude to him. Is it just that? Is it just you fooled everyone?
Well, he didn't fool anyone with Baltimore, and he didn't fool anyone with Miami, and I think he might be done.
You know what's crazy about it? There are still dudes in my mentions today, at Nick Wilson Says, by the way. What up? Follow.
Hello.
Who are, like, defending. I had several people like, he's a future Hall of Famer. What are you talking about? I'm like, he's not even the top 100 in receiving yards in NFL history. He had 3 good years.
Yeah, he's not a Hall of Famer.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When it comes to hiring,
Don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's just sad because it seemed like it was a lock. Like starting year four, it seemed like it was a lock.
I had to do a segue to play the Omaha, and then I just went, dah.
Nah. Bill Belichick, we read into the buyout details, Nick. Bill Belichick's buyout at UNC drops from $10 million to $1 million after June 1st of 2025. He will be the UNC head coach this upcoming season. But that's interesting. Remember, he gave his big manifesto, his big 400-page book, where it was his conditions and only his conditions.
Which he's refuted.
People read into this, though. This is a part of it. Is the whole UNC thing just a way for Bill to go 10-1 next year and then actually have the NFL come crawling back?
It would be one of the greatest Houdini magic acts ever. I mean, the rage of North Carolina fans, Bill Belichick's name would be mud, even if he won a national championship.
You get in bed with sleazy, and then you can't be shocked when sleaziness happens.
I don't think it's sleazy. If he was like 60 and did this, it'd be sleazy. He'll be 73 next year.
I think there's 100% on the table that this is how this goes down. I think he's got to go 10-1, though.
I think it'd be the end of Bubba Cunningham at North Carolina, who's got a lot of chances at North Carolina.
Once he cut off the suit jacket to look like Bill, I was done with Cunningham anyway.
That was not, again, Southern Bubbas can be quite problematic. But, I think it'd be the funniest thing ever. I mean, listen, the Bears, who could use the kind of cachet that comes with this.
Bears told him no.
The Bears will not touch him.
Bears told him no.
And Bill Belichick wanted to go to the Bears. Think about that. And the McCaskies and Kevin, that's probably Kevin Warren.
They're also weird, too. They told Jim Harbaugh no last year as well. They got problems in Chicago.
And this is where they are.
They're getting very picky over there.
Omaha! Thursday Night Football was a stinker, JP. Did you watch?
Yeah.
Awful.
I know.
What a crap game.
I saw a tweet last night from a PFT commentator, and it was genius. It was like, if this is the game that you showed people, there wouldn't be a second game.
Yeah.
Like, if this is the only one you ever showed somebody a football, there would not be a second one played. And he's right, because it was brutal to the eyes. Also, brutal to my fantasy football team, because we started playoffs last night, and Cooper Kupp, burger.
That's enough of that. I can't have fantasy football talk on
the
show.
It's the only time I'll bring it up. It's fantasy football, and he did nothing. They measured it. He got 4.5 miles worth of cardio last night, 0 receptions, 0 yards.
We're never going to get that time back that you talked about fantasy football on this show. But the Rams eked out a win over the Niners. The postgame made more headlines, though, than the game itself. Kyle Shanahan admitted linebacker Devondre Campbell refused to go in the game after losing his starting spot earlier this week. He also walked off the sidelines. Here's his teammate, Charvarius Ward, on Campbell.
I mean, he's a professional. He's been playing for a long time. I mean, if he didn't want to play, he shouldn't have dressed out. You know, he could have told him that before the game. So I feel like there was some suck that he did. Definitely hurt the team because, you know, D went down. We needed a linebacker, you know, and I think Flynn was banged up too. So for him to do that, that's some sucker stuff to me, in my opinion. Like, it's probably going to get cut soon. So, you know, it is what it is with that.
How is this different than what Jadeveon Clowney did?
Well, Clowney wasn't mid-game.
Yeah, but in the game he said, I'm only going to play in this game on third downs because I'm mad about Miles, and then he got benched. He didn't suit up for that game, that Ravens game. How is this different than that? I was thinking about all night. Like, it's an awful look.
It's like a cousin version of it. It's
an
great
awful look. It didn't end Jadavian's career. Obviously, he's went out with the Panthers. But, I mean, this is, to me, it's just as bad of a look. I am surprised Devondre Campbell has not been cut yet.
I'm surprised, too. The only one defending him at this point is Josina Anderson. I can't find anyone else with a pulse that is defending this guy. In team sports, you just don't do this stuff.
Also, does Josina best friends with his agent?
Like, well, it has to be something around there.
Wait till we find out Devondre's side of things. I think we know his side of things. He was upset that he was not going, that he lost his starting spot. I think this is pretty cut and dry.
Jax put you in the hurry up offense there. CNN has announced that there is a Kobe Bryant docuseries premiering on January 25th. This is supposed to be the one, okay? It's going to be a three-part series. It's going to dive into everything Kobe Bryant.
Everything?
It's supposed to be everything. The same way the Jordan Rules one was supposed to be everything, and then it kind of wasn't everything. We'll see how they handle this one. Is there any intrigue to a Kobe documentary that's supposed to be the one?
I'm not really a Kobe fan, and I never was.
You were a Shaq guy, right?
Yeah, but even that, like, I don't need to watch a Kobe thing for 5 minutes of Shaq. I mean, again, no disrespect to Kobe. Great player. May he and his daughter rest in peace, but I have no interest in this. Because here's the thing. It's just going to be in the vein of the Jordan one. I don't think it's going to be all that interesting. It's just all these documentaries that are coming out now are just puff pieces.
Maybe that's what the answer to it. Why is sports documentaries, why have they jumped the shark? Why are they not nearly as good as they used to be?
Because,
and I think you answered it right there.
Because you do a puff piece, it makes the player or the player's family happy and everybody likes it.
It seems too filtered. It seems too fake. It seems too like, okay, what did they leave out of this that they could have put in?
I mean, even 30 for 30s now just propped, but like the Jets thing. Nobody cares about this outside of New York. That's why Mark Gastineau manufactured some feud with Brett Favre. You hurt me, Brett. You hurt me. No, he didn't. I mean, I think the whole thing. I honestly think we might be past good sports documentary. Bill Simmons, the new stuff, the Andre the Giant one. Okay, didn't really learn anything about Andre the Giant. Just rehash a bunch of old footage.
But do we have too many of them, or do we just not believe what they're presenting us?
So I think it's a little bit of both. I also think we live in an era where if you want to learn about Andre the Giant, you can search on YouTube and find the same material that they're culling over for these documentaries. If you want to find out about Kobe, you can find these same interviews, similar things being said. Like, the Pip and Jordan thing. We knew they were feuding before that documentary. That just brought it out and brought it to a different level. Like, almost everything that was said in any of the documentaries I've watched on sports, I've already known or had a whisper of, so there's nothing surprising. There's nothing new. There's nothing groundbreaking because we live in an era where everything's documented in real time. That's a really good official answer.
You go off there.
Yeah.
You go off.
I'm going to tell society what.
That's right.
But Danon Hughes, Chiefs analyst, we're going to see if he's concerned about this game. Browns, 4-point dogs at home. Danon, next on 92.3 The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.